Yeah, so a fun car that's kind of brought back after a few years, or more than a few years, sort of an absence, which is the 2023 Acura Integra. And, you know, kind of some of you are going to remember that name, and it's going to be, I got my directions yelling at me there. The Acura Integra, it's going to be a car that you're going to find really fun. It's built on the back. On the back of a Civic. It's basically a Civic, Dad, which you would expect from Acura, right? You know, they're going to use some
right.
of the same,
of course.
Manufacturing and process. Exactly. And that's what it is. It's, you know, the Civic platform. And the inside is that, but outside, and it does use the same type of engine, I think, is the Honda Civic Type S, not the Type R. But this one, the model I drove, Dad, was a 6-speed manual, which you can get on some of the higher models. This car is about $33,000. In terms of capacity, again, it feels like a Civic, so it's not great room, but you do have enough for four people, right? Even a family, Dad. I will just say this. It was a really fun car to drive, and for $33,000, kind of a sporty. It was just, I guess it was technically a hatchback because of how the rear, obviously, you know, hatch opened up as compared to, you know, a traditional sedan, although it looks more like a traditional sedan. But it was just a really fun car to drive. Had a turbocharged engine up at our altitude. And, I've read some reviews where people have said, you know, it's sort of lacking in some areas. And I just didn't see that. It was a fun car. I got lots of comments on the looks of it. I got several people who said, oh, wow, that's a really fun-looking car. I believe that the model we drove was all-wheel drive, if I'm not mistaken. I do need to verify that, prior, and so, you know, people are going to correct us, that's been fine too. But honestly, overall, really fun car. I enjoyed it, had some nice creature comforts on the inside. But again, Dad, for a car under $35,000 that's in that Civic, that does give you a little bit more luxury feel, right, with that Acura nameplate, it was a really fun car, and I enjoyed driving it around. And like I said, that 6-speed manual as compared to the CVT that's standard was a blast. It was just a change of scenery for a car. I mean, for a segment, I should say, that's kind of getting a little bit, dare I say,
That car really quick, and that's front-wheel drive only, $37,000 with everything you're saying, Richard, not a bad car at all for that.
And again, appreciate you correcting me. Yeah, like that's, and but that's the thing, though, it was a really fun car to drive, and again, I know you can get the car, depending on how you price it out, for, like you say, that 33 to 37 range, which is really good value, in my opinion. And so it was something that I enjoyed it. Like I said, it was fun. It's got the, I don't know if it's the right term, Dad, Acura, I apologize, the smart shifting, though, right? So, you know, if you're going around a corner, you downshift into second, it's going to kick the RPMs up to where they need to be so you don't feel that shock.
Engine matching, again, they call that. Rev matching.
Exactly. And again, really just overall a fun, enjoyable car to drive, something where if you do have a family of four, you can still get some car seats and stuff in the back and fit some groceries and other things back there as you need to. So
really good looking car, by the way. Very good looking.
It is. And like I said, that I had several people comment about, you know, what is that car? That they weren't sure. And again, with Acura bringing this, you know, this nameplate and this model back, Dad, it was a nice change of pace, honestly. So if folks want to learn more about it, head to the local Acura dealer. And when they do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
Yeah, and I want to add one last thing. 1.5 turbo engine, 200 horsepower, which for the size of that car makes that, to your point, a very fun, drivable, just really a real sporty car to have and own, Richard. Again, under 40K, can't argue with that. So, yeah, as Richard said, go to your local Acura dealer, let them know that we sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.